Donald Trump has won Washington State's presidential primary. The first batch of results showed Trump won with 76% of the vote. The final results will determine how many delegates Trump will get for the party's national convention. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton took 54% of the vote, even though the Democratic Party is ignoring the primary results. Washington Democrats divide up their delegates based on the March caucuses, where Bernie Sanders won big. For a national perspective on the Washington presidential primary, we're joined by Reed Wilson. He's a reporter with Morning Consult, a publication based in Washington, D.C. Hi, Reed.
Good morning.
So, Reed, what do you think of Donald Trump's victory here in Washington?
Well, it shows that the Republican Party is largely coalescing behind a candidate that they really didn't want to embrace at the beginning of this contest. You know, with Ted Cruz and John Kasich having dropped out of the race, there's really only one choice for Republicans, although the other candidates did appear on the ballot. And, you know, in Donald Trump's effort to unify the party, this is another step forward.
Well, some state Republicans say they will not vote for Trump. So where does this result leave moderate Republicans in Washington?
Well, it puts them in a very difficult position. You know, Senate candidate Chris Vance, gubernatorial candidate Bill Bryant, they're going to have to sort of answer for the person at the top of their ticket. And this is something that Republicans around the country are really concerned about. How do you do this delicate dance between either embracing a candidate who is so controversial like Donald Trump or distancing yourself at a time when more and more voters are voting straight ticket? They're voting either all Democratic or all Republican. Donald Trump's controversies really put a lot of these Republicans in a tough spot.
Well, Trump, being Trump, says that he will win Washington State in the general election. That's something a Republican presidential candidate has not done since 1984. Do you think he can do it?
It's going to be very unlikely. It would have to be a massive national landslide for Washington to really be competitive. The last time Washington State was even on the table was back in 2000 and 2004 when George W. Bush's campaign tried to make Washington State in play. You know, Al Gore won it in 2000. John Kerry won it in 2004. It's been a long time since Republicans have had statewide success in every office except the Secretary of State's office, which tells me that, you know, Donald Trump may be talking about how much he can put it in play. That sounds like bluster to me.
Well, on the Democratic side, the Washington Democratic Party uses the ongoing caucus to process and allocate delegates. Sanders won on the Democratic side here in March, but Hillary Clinton has won the state primary. Even though that won't do anything in terms of delegates, the primary results, what does Clinton's primary win tell you about the eventual outcome of the Democratic presidential nomination?
Well, Hillary Clinton is on a glide path towards the nomination. She's very likely to win the 2,383 delegates she actually needs to be the nominee. But the results from Washington State tell me that we're sort of why she's winning. Hillary Clinton's best county last night was King County. It's the most diverse in the state. It has, you know, the most highest percentage of African Americans, of Hispanic voters. Clinton won that county, but with 58% of the vote. On the other hand, Bernie Sanders won Whatcom County up in Bellingham, San Juan County. These are counties that are much more liberal and much more white. That is the Bernie Sanders coalition, whereas Clinton has been drawing from sort of the broad base of what you think of as the Democratic coalition, minority voters, union workers, older voters especially.
And finally, what's the big picture impact of last night's results on the national presidential race?
Well, they're not that significant, I hate to say it. Donald Trump has almost wrapped up the Republican nomination. He's at the 1,209 delegates, which is just 30 short of what he needs to clinch the convention. Hillary Clinton didn't pick up any delegates, as he said, because of the caucus process. The Democratic campaigns are really looking forward to June 7th, the last big raft of contests on the menu, when states like California are going to allocate, you know, north of 400 delegates. So there's still a couple of weeks to go here, but, you know, Washington State, I'm so sorry to say this about my home state, didn't really have much of an impact.
Wah, wah. Reed Wilson is a reporter with Morning Consult, a publication based in Washington, D.C. Reed, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.